Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right. I know you want to bounce, but I got to tell everybody, a landmark,
we'll get to it in a minute,
game-changing ruling,
yep,
has just landed from the FTC. It was such a big ruling that during the break, I'm like, we got to call Bernie the attorney over at Lathrop & Gage.
Wait, wasn't it you last hour that said we need to stop randomly calling attorneys?
The Dial the Lawyer hour continues on Dana and Parks, and he answered, and I go, I'm going to need you to call in right now. Okay. So we're gonna do a couple little stories first, and then we will get into this landmark ruling that's going to affect thousands and thousands and thousands of you, regardless of where you work.
I don't know if you saw this last night, but Aaron Boone has been tossed from Major League Baseball games 35 times in his career.
Okay.
Since he became the New York Yankees manager in 2018.
Wow. For his own behavior,
but
generally.
Last night, Sam, did you see this?
No, I saw this was in the stack yesterday.
Last night, or the night before,
yeah,
he was thrown out of a game for something that a fan
said.
That's right. Five pitches into the Yankees 2-0 loss against the Oakland Athletics, home plate umpire, Hunter Wendelstedt, threw Boone out of the game because of something that a fan said that he thought Boone said.
I mean, it was just safe to assume the guy's got 35 ejections.
By the way, Wendelstedt is not immune to throwing Boone out of games. He's done it many times before. Boone, if you saw the replay on SportsCenter, came out of the dugout. He's like, what? I didn't say a word.
They tossed him anyway.
Yeah, they threw him out anyway.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I'm sure his reaction to being wrongly accused of saying something and getting thrown out was probably a little over the top.
According to NBA players, and we're not a sports station, the GOAT debate consists of only two players and everyone else in a distant rearview mirror. Michael Jordan edges out LeBron James as the greatest player in NBA history, according to a poll of 133 current players conducted by The Athletic. Jordan received 46% of the vote. James received 42%. Third place goes to Kobe Bryant with 10%. While Stephen Curry, Magic Johnson, and Paul Pierce.
Oh, sweet Paul Pierce.
Each received 1% of the vote, the equivalent of one vote apiece.
Okay.
There were a lot of people left out there.
Yeah.
Who thought that, Paul, with all respect to Paul Pierce.
Oh, he's way up there. Way up there.
Ahead of Shaq and Wilt. And
who voted Paul Pierce as the greatest player in NBA?
Everyone
history?
That was at the wheel when they asked for votes.
Somebody voted Paul Pierce the greatest player in NBA history.
Well, I mean, if you look at how many KU grads went on to the NBA, there is a good chance they asked a KU grad.
Thank you, Sam. I agree.
Who was obviously going to vote Paul Pierce.
I agree. Thank you.
By the way, the player with perhaps the biggest gripe not being included on the list, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, he should have been up there.
Who did not make the list.
I don't know why this conversation continues because Jordan did more in anyway, I'm not going to get into it.
So it's even obvious. Even you young people recognize that Jordan was the greatest player of all time.
Well, the young people are the ones keeping the conversation alive because they're like, well, LeBron's been in for 17 years. And it's like, yeah, he still hasn't done as much as Jordan did.
Swedish archaeologists have recently uncovered a 12th century grave during an archaeological dig and found buried treasure within it.
Oh.
Okay. The Jönköping County Museum in Sweden, announcing its find in a March 27th press release. The discovery happened during an excavation of a grave in an old church in Visingsö, which is an island in Sweden. The coins were found in the grave of a man that experts believe was between the ages of 20 and 25 when he died. The pieces of metal produced between 1150 and 1180.
Wow. How do they know how to date those?
Probably because
it's ballpark it.
Yeah, it's around 1100, maybe 15. I don't know.
Written on it.
It's written on it.
Yeah, they were stamping them back in the day.
It's Sharpie.
Came from the mint.
All right, so tell the story that we're going to get into in a minute.
Oh my gosh, this is not a broadcasting story. However, it will have implications for broadcasters nationwide, as well as just about any other professional industry as you start climbing the ranks.
20% of Americans
that we can think of.
20% of Americans are bound by a non-compete agreement.
Are we so sure about that today? No. The FTC has just dropped a bomb online announcing a rule that will ban the non-compete. And this is straight from the FTC website. The FTC's final ruling will generate more than 8,500 new businesses each year, raise worker wages, lower healthcare costs, and boost innovation. Today, the FTC issued a final rule to promote competition by banning non-competes nationwide, protecting the fundamental freedom of workers to change jobs, increasing innovation, and fostering new business formation. Quoting here from the FTC chair, non-compete clauses keep wages low, suppress new ideas, and rob the American economy of dynamism, including from the more than 8,500 new startups that would be created a year once non-competes are banned. The FTC's final ruling to ban non-competes will ensure Americans have the freedom to pursue a new job, start a new business, or bring a new idea to market. Wow. Now, the first thing that Scott and I said off the air was, what does this mean for every single person in broadcasting?
We're going to 101 the Fox.
If you work at Fox 4, you're not allowed just to wake up one morning and be like, you know what, Channel 41's looking pretty good. Because we all, our entire lives, have had non-competes, right? Yes. Or they will say, you can go across the street, but you have to sit out 1 year and make no money, which no one's got the money to do.
Correct.
But we were talking to our boss about this during the break. There are non-competes in every single industry you can think of.
Nursing. Yep.
And there's some chatter that this ruling, final ruling, could take effect within 120 days.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. We have an expert who's going to join us, a lawyer who's going to join us.
Oh, here and cue the lawyers, because when I posted this, everyone is just saying the lawyers are going to have a heyday. I think there's already a countersuit. U.S. Chamber of Commerce is weighing in. Like, why did we allow this in the first place, Scott? That I'm going to hire you, and then I'm going to say, as part of that hiring process,
you agreed to it.
You're not allowed to go anywhere else.
Well, you're not allowed to compete against me for a certain amount of time. But you agree to that as part of the condition of your employment.
No one is going to say when you go to take a new job, well, yeah, I'm not going to agree to that, because then the company would say to you, well, then we're not going to hire you.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Story here from thehill.com. The Federal Trade Commission voted 3-2 today to ban non-compete agreements. Let me reread that. This is huge. The FTC voted 3-2 today to ban non-compete agreements that prevent tens of millions of employees around the country from working for competitors or starting a competing business after they leave a job, from fast food workers to CEOs.
This bans non-compete clauses, everybody, for all workers, regardless of income, regardless of industry.
The FTC estimates 18% of the U.S. workforce is covered by a non-compete agreement, roughly 30 million people. Joining us on the KMBZ hotline is Bernie the attorney, Bernie Rhodes.
Famed media lawyer with Lathrop & Gage that I lovingly refer to as Bernie the attorney and has represented me many times, for which I am thankful. Bernie, hello on such short notice. Thank you.
Hello. How are you, folks?
Well, I'm good. What the heck? Did you see this coming?
No, I have to admit this was not on my radar, but it clearly, as you say, is really earth-shattering. I can't tell you how often it comes up that somebody has a non-compete, and oftentimes they don't even know they have a non-compete. So the idea that the FTC has exercised its power to declare all non-competes invalid. Now, there is a small slice that it's unclear to me, and I've only looked at this a couple of minutes here. There's a small slice that will remain in effect at least for a short time. Managers who make policy decision and who make over $150,000. What I haven't been able to dig down deep enough is to know if that's temporary or if that's permanent. But for everybody else, non-competes are gone.
Now, businesses would say, Bernie, all the way down to Jimmy John's, that we have the right to protect certain proprietary information so that we don't want a manager leaving Jimmy John's and going over to Subway and telling them how we run our business. And there's an argument to be made for that. It's interesting to me the ruling was 3-2. What does that say to you? And if you're a business owner today, what does this mean for you?
This means that if you're a business owner, you have to start looking at alternative means of protecting your intellectual property. Yes, clearly the Jimmy John's owner who knows the secret and how they can deliver so freakishly fast, if that's truly a trade secret that only the folks at Jimmy John knows, then they need to lock that down in some other manner that a non-compete. And you're going to see employers come up with very creative, I predict, employment agreements that attempt to tie employees' hands to prevent them from sharing trade secrets, intellectual property. Companies may begin patenting their particular processes as a way to go after former employees who take those processes with them. If they can't stop them under a non-compete, they can threaten to sue them for breach of a patent or breach of a trade secret or some other means.
But Bernie, often...
I know this will shock you. I know this will shock you, but merely because the FTC has passed this regulation doesn't mean it's the end of everything. There are creative lawyers out there on both sides.
Cue the attorneys.
Who are going to jit... Yeah, that's why we're called Bernie the attorney.
Oftentimes, a severance package is tied to someone's non-compete. Does this put into jeopardy the severance package, though?
Well, that's an interesting question. Most formal written documents that a lawyer prepares have a clause that says if one part of this agreement is declared invalid, the rest of the contract right. remains valid. So, I venture to say most, by definition, almost if it's a severance agreement, some lawyer's been involved at some point. So presumably you're not going to have to return the severance. If it doesn't have one of these clauses, then I think that is a legitimate question as to whether or not the severance payment has to be returned if the non-compete is voided. Clearly, the employee's argument would be, I didn't void it. The FTC went out and voided, and I don't have any control over the FTC, nor do the two commissioners who voted against it have any control.
Someone, Bernie, in our industry said that this is not the end-all be-all, because while the Federal Trade Commission is obviously a federal overreaching agency, that contract law is a states' rights issue, and she thinks this will just cue massive amounts of lawsuits at the state level. Is that something you see happening?
Well, she's right, she's wrong, and she's right. She's right that this is a federal rule, and she's correct that contracts are governed by state law. But, you know, you don't have to go very far back in your memory bank to remember this massive judgment against the realtors here in Kansas City, you know, for what was it, $1.5 billion?
Yeah.
Dollars. That's where a federal jury found a federal law, the antitrust laws, trumped, no pun intended, the state law contract between a seller of a house and the real estate agent. So there, clearly, federal law took precedence. The federal antitrust law took precedence over the state contract law. So the mere fact that employment contracts are governed by state law and the FTC is a federal agency, that in my mind is not the biggest issue out here. I think she's right. It's going to generate a lot of litigation, but it's not over that issue. It's going to be over the issue of whether the FTC exceeded its authority. It's no surprise that our current Supreme Court looks askance at federal agencies and has done a lot to rein in the power of federal agencies. And so this is exactly that kind of case. So I think the litigation you see, and she's right, there's going to be lots of litigation over it, because this is a big deal to employers, is going to be over whether the FTC exceeded its authority. It acted under what's called Section 5 of the FTC Act, which prohibits unfair or deceptive acts in commerce. And the FTC said, well, this is unfair. This is restraining commerce because it's preventing the manager of Jimmy John from leaving and going to Subway.
Sure.
And that's a restraint of commerce. I mean, you know, you couldn't say that only customers on the north side of the street can go to Jimmy John's and only customers on the south side can go to Subway. That would be a classic restraint of trade. So that's what the FTC says. That's what the FTC is arguing here.
One of the biggest industries in America is healthcare, and nurses and doctors are often bound by non-competes. Does this open the door for them to go from St. Luke's to Children's Mercy, from Children's Mercy to Advent, from Advent to KU?
I actually believe this could be one of the biggest effects in repealing the non-compete provision, because, as I said, how Jimmy John's is able to deliver freakishly fast might be a trade secret. How to revive someone who's in a cardiac arrest is not a trade secret.
Yep.
That's accepted medical practice that is and should be practiced everywhere. So it's going to be exceedingly hard, it seems to me, for a hospital A to claim that a nurse or doctor who leaves here is taking any trade secrets with them to hospital B. I mean, first of all, we don't want that to be the law. We want the best medical practice, whatever hospital we go to. So I think the healthcare industry is likely to be one of the industries most affected by this new rule.
Will this end up at the Supreme Court?
Sure, I think it will. This is truly a monumental change in commerce. As I said earlier, this court has shown a willingness to rein in federal agencies. To me, this is all the earmarks of something that could very likely end up before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Bernie Rhodes, Bernie the attorney, do appreciate your call. Thank you very much for your information.
Thank you, my friend. Be well.
Yeah, and I'll be free to talk to some other station because I'm no longer banned by a non-compete now.
Well played.
Amen.
Well played.
Amen.
That is Bernie Rhodes, Bernie the attorney.
In our industry, the worst thing that anyone could ever say to you was, Bernie is in the news director's office and needs to see you.
913-586-7798. 586-7798.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So if you're just joining us, landmark decision today from the FTC, where they voted 3-2 to ban non-compete agreements that prevent tens of millions of employees from working for competitors. Dana asked a great question at the end of our interview with Bernie the attorney. Is this going to the Supreme Court? His answer, yes. Of course it is.
And I think it bears repeating, the number one industry that is going to be impacted by this is healthcare, because how to give appropriate CPR isn't a trade secret in the same way that KFC's special spices and ingredients could be.
Or the secret sauce in the Big Mac.
Any of that stuff.
Right. But with a lot of nurses and doctors, they are bound by to their specific hospital by a non-compete agreement. You cannot go over from, say, St. Luke's to Children's Mercy, or Children's Mercy to KU, KU to Advent. You can't do that. Healthcare is the fourth largest industry in the United States. And many of you are bound by non-competes. Al in Brookside, 586-7798. Al, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. My point, and they may have made an exception in that order for all I know, is people like insurance agents. A person works all his or her career and builds up what they call a book of business, his customers, his clients.
Right.
And he wants to retire, and so he can sell that book to insurance agent B, but he says, and I won't compete. I won't try to go back after I, quote, sell this book of business to you. I won't go back and compete and try to get these customers back. That's what makes the sale valuable. So if they have cut him out, or her, from willingly giving a non-compete so as to make the book of business valuable, they're really taking property in a way.
But Al, could you not work into some sort of a contract, a way where the person would have to agree, I'm not going to sell you this book and then go back out and try to recruit the same people in my book to be clients again?
Well, that sounds like a non-compete to me.
It sure does, doesn't it? Sure does.
And Al, I have to agree with Bernie in that it seems the just overall legality of the non-compete is way too broad. And I go back to the healthcare, or even as a teacher, I go back to those examples where you're not, if you are a great teacher in one district, you're not spoiling trade secrets somehow to go be a great teacher in another district. I can almost see an argument in business with protecting trade secrets for the non-compete in a way that you cannot argue to me it's fair for teachers or healthcare workers.
But where do you draw the line? I mean, back to Bernie the attorney.
Whose rights are more important, the business owner or the worker? Because these non-competes are harming millions of workers who, if they went across the street, there's no harm to the employer.
Well, but
for the majority of workers.
But could Jimmy John's make an argument that the guy working behind the counter for $15 an hour, right?
Okay.
Knows the secret to the freakishly fast sandwich. Okay, fine. I don't know what that secret would be. Then again, I don't work at Jimmy John's. But do you know the secret to creating a number one radio show?
Not in a way that it's proprietary. I don't feel like it's as proprietary as the ingredients to a sandwich that are proprietary.
So the guy at Jimmy John's has more corporate knowledge than you
do. 100%. 100%.
913-586-7.
I don't even know how the buttons work in this room. What am I going to go over and share with somebody that's breaking any news here?
But you've been part of a very successful radio show for the last 13 years of your life.
Not in a way, if you and I left, would tank. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because of insider information. To me, when you start talking insider information, which I go back to Jimmy John's or KFC, could you harm your company when you leave them by spilling trade secrets? Well, yes, in a way that a teacher or a nurse or a doctor is not.
So the fast food worker is more valuable in America than any other employee in America.
When it comes to trade secrets in some way, I believe the answer is yes. Give me another corporate. Whoa. Okay, maybe in telecom. Here we go. Here's one.
All right.
Telecom. You have the key to the castle with Apple, and you know how Apple works and how their product works and how that whole mechanism for making us buy new chargers works every single time we go to buy a phone.
Oh, you mean when they hold back technology for another year to make us pay another $1,000?
I can see, like, in telecom, how you would not want the CEO of one telecom going over to be the CEO of another telecom.
Well, it was obvious that Steve Jobs didn't tell anybody else in the company how to innovate.
That's true, actually.
Because there haven't been many upgrades since.
Ryan in Lewisburg. Ryan, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So I had a friend who I worked with for a while for a corporate plumbing company, and he had about 15, 16 years of experience. He decided that he wanted to go and branch off and start his own, not in the same territory. He actually ended up moving down to central Missouri, and then about a year later came back and was sued by the company because of his non-compete, even though he was not fully practicing here. And so it was one of those things where it's like, what does that look like for somebody who worked for a company for so long, who's not going to be exploiting any trade secrets because there's not, you know, what is there to exploit as now, instead of an employee going to another company as an employee, but an employee going to a business owner.
Hmm. Okay. Great point on the text line. Pharmaceuticals.
Ooh. Or scientific research.
Okay.
Let's talk about research.
Okay.
That is definitely proprietary. If you are over at Stowers researching
cancer drugs
or a genome or DNA sequencing, can you then leave? There's another one that is very proprietary, and go to another agency and information share.
Well, I think that one's much more convoluted in the first place, because you, as the scientist, have a right to your own intellectual property. Just because you're using their equipment to do your research doesn't necessarily mean they then own that property.
So many lawsuits.
I can side with both of you. Yes, you're using their technology, their research equipment, but it's my brain that I'm taking across the street. I'm the one who learned all this. I'm the one who did the research. Yes, I used your equipment,
Now, if you have, in Stauer's case, stem cells is what they work with. If you have an entire tray of stem cells that you've been developing over the last 10 years or whatever,
those stay
and you pick
with
those
Stauer's.
Up and leave,
well, yeah.
You've now committed
theft. I'm taking my stem cells and I'm leaving.
You are not. You
Good
are
luck
not.
Keeping them cold.
Good luck keeping them cold.
James. Dry ice. And I don't have any dry ice.
James in Kansas City. Hello, James.
Hey, James.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
So I'm totally with you, Dana. I think this gives way more power to the workers. I'll be real, Scott. I think you're going for some really specific use cases for an NDA. Like a Jimmy John's worker or any fast food worker doesn't know anything that you can't look up a copycat recipe for on the internet.
Fair point.
Like, but in general, I think instead of going for these really specific cases, what businesses should do is just offer more to their employees so that they don't go and compete with another business.
Yeah,
if they're so worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually put a carrot on the stick instead of just giving the stick.
James, if you had to guess today, is this a bigger ruling for the worker or a worse ruling for businesses?
Ooh,
this is
question.
A win for workers, yeah. 100%.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I think it impacts more workers positively than yeah. it impacts businesses negatively.
You want to keep me? You want to keep what I'm doing for you? Pay me more.
Yep.
Pay me more. 913-586-7798. Patty in Kansas City. Patty, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. This does impact businesses because the industry that we're in is trucking. It cost us probably $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 to train someone. And if you don't do a non-compete with them, they may go across the street and get a job after you're done training them with the same, you know, business, just making $10 more an hour.
Okay, let me ask you this. Could you put something in a contract that says you have to stay 6 months or we will dock you the money that we spent training you? I don't see a problem with that. So that you don't don't go to business A.
Yeah, but that's not a non-compete.
Get trained there and then quit right. the day after your training and you get your certification and go over there.
We need to take a break for laughs. We're going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday coming up in just a moment.
Oh, okay.
So text in your terrible jokes. 913.
We're bringing this back at 5. I'm telling you what.
Well, we can move Terrible Jokes to 445.
No, I think we should bring this back at 5.
Okay. Terrible Jokes. Send them in right now at 913-586-7798. 586-7798. We will get to your terrible jokes. They have to be arable, but terrible when we return here on Dana and Parks. All right, I've been chomping at the bit to read this joke from 1639.
Really?
As we do Terrible Joke Tuesday. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
Two guys are robbing a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
One picks up a bottle of whiskey and asks the other, "Is this whiskey?" The other guy responds, "Yeah, but not as whiskey as robbing a bank."
I believe... The whiskey robber in question is Daffy Duck when you tell that joke.
Not as whiskey as robbing a bank.
And it is still, yes, very funny. Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dana.
Do you ever wonder how trains eat?
I don't know.
They chew, of course.
I see.
Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's up, buddy?
What do you call a pirate with both eyes and both legs?
I don't know.
Rookie.
Since we're on pirate jokes, hey, Sam. From
yes?
6836, why are pirates called pirates?
I don't know.
They just are.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Dana.
What did the tree say when spring arrived?
I don't know.
What a relief.
Get out.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
This is nothing on Big Juicy. Your mama's so old that her diaries are history books.
That is terrible.
Really? Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
Why are movies starring turkeys rated R?
Why are movies starring turkeys rated R?
Because of their foul language.
Hey, Sam. I ever tell you I had a conversation with a dolphin once?
I don't know.
It felt like we really clicked.
What? I'm sorry. You want to do that one again? What? I'm sorry. What?
Wow. That was rough.
What the heck on that joke?
Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's up?
Did you know that Teslas come with a very unique new car smell?
No,
yeah,
I did
not. Called, it's called Elon Musk.
Okay.
Really?
Hey, Scott.
Dana.
What do you call a moose with no name?
I don't know.
A nanny moose.
You want to try that one again?
A nanny moose.
Oldie but a goodie, Sam.
Yes.
Did I tell you my bike fell over the other day?
No.
Yeah,
what happened?
It was too tired.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Hey, Dana.
Yeah.
What did the general have up his sleeves?
Oh, dang it. You just stole my next one.
What did the general have up his sleeves?
Armies.
His armies.
Hey, Sam. What did the envelope say to the stamp?
I don't know.
Stick with me and we'll go places.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I made a new playlist for hiking?
No.
Yeah, it's got the Peanuts, the Cranberries, and Eminem. I call it my trail mix.
Get out.
Okay, that was good.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
From 6089. Did I tell you, I think I'm going to apply for a new job inspecting mirrors?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's a job I could really see myself doing.
Yeah.
I'll show myself.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
What kind of sandals do frogs prefer?
I don't know.
Open toed.
Sam.
Yes.
Did you hear about the town that was threatened by flying insects?
No. What happened?
Yeah, police deployed the SWAT team. I'll see myself.
Wow.
I'll see myself.
Did I tell you I once bought a hat for my leg, Sam?
No.
It was a kneecap.
Dana.
Yes, Scott.
What do sprinters eat before they race?
What do sprinters eat before they race?
Nothing. They fast.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Did I tell you that I asked a date to meet me at the gym?
No.
Yeah, she didn't show up. I guess that means it's not going to work out.
Want to try that again?
I guess that means we're not going to work out.
There we go.
That's if I actually read what's on the screen.
Gotta read it slower, buddy.
Gotta read it.
Hey, hey, Sam, why did the Oreo go to the dentist?
I don't know. Why?
It lost its filling.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
What do you call two guys looking for something to do on a Tuesday night?
I don't know.
Scott and Sam, because they're not playing pickleball.
Oh! Oh, no, he did not.
Stay down.
Oh, no, he did not.
That wasn't a pirate joke.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't a joke. That was the truth. Tell that joke again, Sam.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
What do you call two guys looking for something to do on a Tuesday night?
I don't know. What do
it's
you?
Scott and Sam because they're not playing pickleball.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.